Today we're going to learn Daf Lamed Chesamid Beis of Masecha Sota. We left off on the bottom of Daf Lamed Chesamid Aleph, three lines from the bottom of the page. Amar Abaye, we're in the middle of discussing Birchas Kohanim, the Ketinon, so we have a Mesora that L'Shnayim Korei Kohanim, U'Le'echad Eino Korei Kohen. Shenemar Emor Lahem L'Shnayim. That only when there are two Kohanim you call out Kohanim, but when there's only one Kohen, then the Shliach Tzibur does not say Kohen. He just goes up and he does the Birchas Kohanim without the Shliach Tzibur calling to him. Because it says Emor Lahem, so it sounds like only when there is more than one Kohen. V'amar Rav Chisna Naktinan Kohen Kare Kohanim Ve'in Yisrael Kare Kohanim Shenemar Emor Lahem. That we have another Mesorah that if the Shliach Tzibur is a Kohen, do you call out Kohanim? But if the Shliach Tzibur is Yisrael, you do not call out Kohanim, because it says Amar Lahem, and we darshan Amira Mishalahem Tehe, that the Amira itself, the calling out to them to do the Duchening, is from them, can only be from the Kohen. Many shuls are makbid not to have a Shliach Tzibur be the Kohen during the times that we do Birchas Kohanim, at least in Chutz Laaretz, when we only do Birchas Kohanim on the Yom Tovim, because it gets very confusing in terms of the halacha of what he does as far as Birchas Kohanim is concerned. I have a piece about that in my first sefer. The Hilchsa Kavasei D'Abaye, and the Halacha follows Abaye that who darshins Amar Lahem is the Shnayim v'lo le'echad. But v'les Hilchsa Kavasei D'Rav Chista, we do not paskin like Rav Chista that only a Kohen Shliach Tzibur calls out Kohanim. The Gemara is going to bring eight different memories now from Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The first four of them are about Birchas Kohanim, but once we're quoting him, we quote other memories as well that are not about Birchas Kohanim. So the simon is Misava Lebracha Duchen Ba'avoda Kos Makir Nana Be'egla. So let's see. Amr Rabbi Shua ben Levi, statement number one. Minayin Shekhar Shbaruch Hu Misava Lebirchas Kohanim Shenam Rav Salman Shmiel Bnei Yisrael V'ani Avarachem. How do I know that our Kodesh Baruch Hu desires the Birchas Kohanim, so to speak, because of the Pasuk, from the fact that the Pasuk says Sima Shema Al Yisrael, Sima Shema Al Yisrael, sounds like our Kodesh Baruch Hu is machshiv this bracha like as if it were a tzorach kavoa, as if it's not something that the Jewish people need, but something that he needs, kaviyachol. Amr Rabbi Shua ben Levi, kol kohen shemavarech misbarech. Any kohen who does Birchas Kohanim is going to receive bracha min hashemayim. V'sheinu mevarech eno misbarech. If he doesn't do Birchas Kohanim, he doesn't receive bracha. Shneamar va'avorcha mevarechcha, that there is a special bracha for those who bless the Jewish people. Amr Rabbi Shua ben Levi, kol kohen she'eno olu l'duchen. Any kohen who doesn't go up to the duchen over b'shlosh asei is in violation of three mitzvahs asei. Kos avarchu emor lahem and v'samu hashemi. Rav omer choshen shema ben grusha ben chalutzahu. Not only that, he's calling his whole yichus into question. Why is he not going up to Duchen? Maybe people are going to, we have to be concerned that maybe he's ben Grusha ben Chalutza. V'lo pligi, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rav are not really disagreeing with each other. Ha de salik leprakim, ha de lo salik leprakim. If he goes up on the Yom Tovim, let's say, and he duchens on Yom Tovim, so you know that he's not a ben Grusha ben Chalutza, but he's still in violation of three assays. But if he never goes up, then you have to be choshish he's ben Grusha or ben Chalutza. So, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, kol kohen she'eino olu ba'avoda, any kohen who doesn't go up during the bracha of Ritzei, he doesn't go up until after the Shliach Tzibur finishes bracha of Ritzei, shuv'eino olu. Well, it's too late then. He can't go up anymore. Shneamar, v'yisaron es yadav el ha'am v'yivarchem v'yerin me'asos ha'chatos va'ola v'ashlamim. So Aaron was nosei yadav while he was still engaged in avoda, and then he did Birchas Kohanim. Only then does he stop doing the avoda. So we darshin mala halon ba'avoda, just like the bracha of Aaron was be'avoda afkan. So the Birchas Kohanim is be'avoda. So Kohanim are not allowed to be mevarich in the middle of the bracha of avoda because it's a hefsek in the bracha. But at least they go up during avoda. Eini, says the Gemara, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, who happened to have both been Kohanim, Salki, they used to go up to the Duchen after the Shliach Tzibur finished the Bracha of Avoda. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, may Kara have Akri Karayu. No, they would start their ascent while it was still during the Avoda. Mimta lo have a Matu Hasam. They just didn't arrive to the Duchen until after the Avoda. Kedetan Raboshi, Alo Sharanel Shalom, Akar Hasraglov, Aval Akar Hasraglov Ola. That this halacha is only for someone who has not yet begun to ascend, but if he's begun to ascend to the Duchen, even if he hasn't yet arrived there, he can still arrive after the Avodah is done. So, main point over here, Kohanim cannot first head toward the Duchan after Avoda is done. It has to be before the end of the Bracha of Ritzei. Utznanami, and we have a Mishnah that says, Im hiftachoso shenose eskapa v'chozul tilaso. If the guy knows that he'll be able to be nosei kapayim and he'll be able to go back to his tefillah, we're talking about a shliach tzibur now, he knows that he'll be able to do birchas kohanim and go back to his tefillah, then Rashi, then he's allowed to be nosei kapayim. Vavinu ba halo akar. So we ask, aye, but he wasn't okar raglov, he wasn't all leduchan during the bracha avoda. El dinad porta. Must be that he moved a little bit. So hachanami da akar porta. So you see that moving just a little bit is enough to be considered that he's heading toward the duchan. Vam Rabbi Shimon Levi, another statement of Rabbi Shimon Levi. Ein osin koshal bracha levarech el letov ayin. We only give a koshal bracha to be mivarech for someone who's generous in spirit. Shenem ar tov ayin hu yivarech kinosam melach malado al tikri yivarech el yivarech to be mivarech other people. Someone who's only such a person who's a tov ayin is roi to be mivarech other people. How do I know that even birds recognize when people are stingy? Shenemar kichinam mizora harashes beene kol bal kanaf. The psukim before that speak about sarei ayin. It says kol hon yakar nimtza nemali batenu shalol, and about them the pasuk says that when they leave a trap to trap the birds and they're scattered out, they scatter some food in the traps in order to lure the birds in. It's a waste of time because the birds will recognize these are stingy people. They're not giving me food for. There's no way they'd be giving me food just to be generous. So the birds will recognize that it must be a trap. Anyone who gets hana'a from someone who is stingy is in violation of lav midivrei kabbalah. Shenemar, because the pasuk says mishlei al tilachim eslechem ra oyin ki kamo sha'ar binafsho ken hu echolush se yomalach, that he'll tell you to eat and drink, but he doesn't really mean it, so you shouldn't partake. Rav Nachum Yitzchak Amar over b'shnei lavin al tilcham ve'al tisav. It's two lavin, al tilcham and al tisav. Vamar b'shimon levi ein egla arufa ba'a el b'shvil tsari ha'ayin. Egla arufa only comes about because of stingy people. Shenemar va'anu v'amri yadeinu lo shafcha es adam hazeh, that the bezin of the closest city has to say that we didn't kill this person. Why would the ziknei of the Sanhedrin of that city say we didn't kill this person? V'chi al libeinu also sheziknei bezin shofchi damim heim. Would we ever have had such a hava amina? Ella lo bali yadeinu upitranuhu lo ri'inuhu v'hinachnuhu. What they're saying is, we didn't come across this guy and ignore him. We didn't just leave him go. So, lo bali adenu pitranu b'lo mazonos, meaning we didn't fail to provide him with food. Lo ri'inuhu v'inachnuhu b'lo levaya. And we didn't see him and fail to escort him. So that implies that for people who fail to provide for guests, people are too stingy to provide for guests, that's what leads to eglarufa. If you have a Beis HaKnesses that's made up entirely of Kohanim, going back to Birch Kohanim over here, but I guess let's make a main point over there. Reb Shmuel Levi tells us four different things about Tzarei Ha'ayin, about stingy people, that bad things happen because of stingy people, you're not allowed to eat from the food of stingy people, v'chulei. So now the Gemara goes back to Birch Kohanim. So Amar Ado Amar Reb Shmuel Levi, Beis HaKnesses Shekula Kohanim. You have a shul made up entirely of Kohanim, exclusively of Kohanim. Kulan olin leduchan, they all go up to the duchan. Lemi mevarchim. Well, then who are they mevarich? Amar Rabbi Zera lachem shebsados. There are Jews out there, not in that shul, but they're being mevarich the rest of the Jews that aren't in the shul. Eini vatani abba breder av minyamin barchia. But I thought that if you're not in front of the Kohanim, you're not even included in the bracha. That's why very often in shuls, the front row, which is directly in line with the Aron Kodesh, and is going to end up to the side or behind the Kohanim, they empty out the front row in order to receive the bracha properly, to be in front of the Kohanim, not behind the Kohanim. So how can you say the Am Shem Sadus receives the bracha? Even people who are right there in the room, but are just behind the Kohanim, do not receive the bracha. Lo kasha, hadani. Anisi, Hadala Anisi, there's a big difference. The people in the room could just move toward the back of the room where they're going to be facing the Kohanim. The people out in the fields have no idea, so therefore they're going to be included in the bracha. Vatanya of Simi mi Birta di Shichori, a place called Black Beer, that was the name of the place. Besa Knesset, Kula Kohanim, Miktsasan Olin, Miktsasan Onin Amen. If you have Besa Knesset entirely made of Kohanim, some of them should duchen and the others should answer Amen. So you see, they don't all duchen. Lo kasha, hadish shtayir be asara, hadilo shtayir be asara. When the Brisa says that they don't all duchen, that's talking about the Beis HaKnesset has more than 10 Kohanim, so some of them could go up to duchen, and you'll still have 10 Kohanim to answer Amen. So they don't all go up. But lo shtayir be asara, when the Beis HaKnesset only has 10 people and they're all Kohanim, if some of them go up to duchen, there aren't going to be 10 people to answer Amen anyway. So in that case, you might as well send them all up to duchen. Gufa tana abba breder of minyam barchia am shechari kohanim in bechal bracha. The people who are behind the kohanim are not including the bracha. So the main point over here, people behind the kohanim may not be including the bracha, but the am shebesados are going to be included in the bracha. And also another halacha, when you have a tzibur that's made up entirely of kohanim, if it's exactly 10 people, they all go to duchen. But if it's not exactly 10 people, then some of them go to duchen and 10 of them stay behind. Says Mar Pshita, Arichi ba'apigutze lo mafsiki. When you have tall people that stand in front of short people, and between the kohanim, between the short guy and the kohen, there are tall people in between, lo mafsiki. That's not called a hafsik. The birch kohanim will be chal even on the short guy in the back row. You don't have to make sure that you arrange the shul in height order. Teva lo mafsika, the Aron Kodesh or the Bima, also is not going to be considered a hefsik. Mechitza mai, what about a mechitza between the Kohanim and the people they are blessing? So Tashem Adam Rabbi Shem Levi, afilu mechitza shal barzel, ein mafsekes ben Yisrael avim shabashamayim. Even a mechitza shal barzel will not be mafsik between the Jewish people and avim shabashamayim. So there is no hefsik in terms of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Everything is known to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore even a mechitza between the Kohen and the Misbarich is not a problem, and will not prevent the Birch Kohanim from being Chal. This is obviously very nogeh as far as women and Birch Kohanim. I think I mentioned before or in yesterday's year that there used to be a practice, or some people still have this practice, that women would turn their way from the Birch Kohanim so as not to look at the Kohanim. But that is wrong. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to be facing toward the Kohanim, not Mul Oref. And the Bracha is Chal on women. So women need to be makvid about that to receive the Bracha properly. Okay, we will stop there.